Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 981 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And here is a question today coming from Charvi from India. All right, now here's today's question from Charvi.
Hi, Pat. I'm Charvi from India. I'm a spiritual entrepreneur and an angel card reader. I just bought my domain off the affiliate link from your website. Thank you very much. You've been a savior. I have a PayPal account where my clients pay me, but I don't have my website, and that's why I want to make one. Now, I also have an Instagram account that I created last year with utmost love and honesty. And by God's grace, it's grown from zero to 1,300 plus followers in a year, last May 28th. And now on this May 28th, it's going to be like 1,400 plus. And it's with utmost authenticity that I have made that. The problem right now that I'm facing is that my niche is shifting from just angel card reading to also talking about how to create your own abundance that feels true to you on this path, or for anyone who wants to have a limitless lifestyle by having a passive income. But I haven't ever spoken about this to my Instagram followers. I have always given very inspirational messages about limitless lifestyle, but never about this. So I am a little concerned right now that when I'm making the website, should I be talking about this, or should I just keep my website limited to just angel card readings? In future, I also want to do podcasts, but I don't know how to go about this right now. Should I have a lead pages coming soon page right now, or should I invest right away in ConvertKit? I'm asking these questions because honestly, I don't want to look salesy, or and I'm bad at marketing, so that's my downside. Inspiration wise, I'm pretty cool. Authenticity wise, I'm pretty cool, but marketing wise, I'm zero. I really feel like, I don't know, man. So any help would be great. Thanks, Pat. Thank you so much. Angel blessings to you, my friend.
Hey, Charvi, thank you so much for the question. I really, really appreciate it. And here's the thing. If you are great at being authentic, you are also going to be a great marketer. I feel that this is where marketing is heading, and this is what you should be doing and incorporating into the messages that you have to share. And if you authentically care about your audience, you're going to do things that maybe in your head initially now might be seemingly a little bit pushy. But I want you to separate pushy with marketing, but also realize that sometimes you have to just share this message and offering and recommendations and these programs and other things that you have to offer, email list subscriptions, those kinds of things, because you are trying to help. So always make sure that you are always coming from a place of serving. That's going to help you with this kind of marketing thing that we all end up doing here online. So there is a way to serve and sell at the same time. And by sell, it could be something monetary, or selling the idea of getting into an email list of yours, like those kinds of anything. So there is a way to serve and sell at the same time, as long as you keep that serving part really, really, really important. with the website, I would definitely put one up, and then I would just start experimenting with it. Nothing has to be permanent, and this is part of your journey. It's kind of figuring things out, and oftentimes the Instagram niche is going to be very different than what people are resonating with on the website. And you can talk about different topics too. That way, you get to see what's more interesting. I think it's totally okay for you to start exploring different spaces just to kind of get an idea of what and how people are going to respond. Even on your current following on Instagram, you can start sharing a few other things just to kind of see what people think about them. You can even ask questions. You can even do polls on Instagram stories now, which is kind of cool. But just sharing maybe a post that's a little bit different than the others just to kind of see how people resonate with it could be interesting. And then in terms of the website, I mean, you can set up a website. You can set up a lead page. I would definitely get involved with ConvertKit if you're going to build your email list, because that's going to help you really nail down what it is your audience wants. Getting people onto an email list and then understanding by asking them, hey, what are you struggling with? What do you need help with? What are the things that you wish you had available to you that you do not yet have available to you? That's how you can then determine, okay, well, what can you do and offer to best serve them better than they are being served right now through the free content that you have? So ConvertKit is the top recommendation from me. I am an affiliate for ConvertKit. I am as well a compensated advisor for it too. So I just want to be honest with you for that. But like, see just what I did there? Like, I told you what I knew is going to help you. I told you the truth about it, that I'm an affiliate. And as a result, you may end up using it. And if you do, you're going to see how valuable it is. So again, doing the same thing for your own audience, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, because you can, like I said, serve and sell at the same time. Lead pages, yes, that's also helpful too, but I wouldn't jump into just all the tools that I use or any other people use just because you hear that they're using them. I mean, I would just take it very carefully, one step at a time, but also take action too. You don't have to buy everything that everybody's getting. And really, you've had a great start to what it is you're trying to build here by getting these Instagram followers. I would highly recommend you listen to an episode that I did with Jadis Selner. If you look up Simple Green Smoothies on the search engine in Smart Passive Income, you'll find that episode. And she grew her audience with her partner for Simple Green Smoothies on Instagram, and then was able to take that Instagram following and turn it into a business. So that would be a great episode for you to listen to get inspiration from. So Charvi, I hope this gives you some insight and some exploration items for you. And I just want to wish you all the best. Thank you so much for calling in today. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote coming in today from Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. Be scared, my friends. Take care. Cheers. And I'll see you. I don't mean that's, if you take that out of context, that could be scared. No, you know what I mean. Just in the context of that quote, go big, go toward that fear, because you know that that's how you're going to reach high for your dreams. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.